AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden continues the push for passage of his social services and climate change plan as talks with fellow Democrats center on a minimum corporate tax and a new billionaires tax.
It'd be very, very positive to get it done before the trip.
The president says he's hopeful it will come together soon. Democrats are poised to unveil a new billionaires tax to help pay for a package that'll tally at least $1.75 trillion after earlier tax plans fizzled. The president's again highlighting the package's child care proposals.
My name is Caden Brooke.
Hey, Caden, how you doing? My name's Joe. Good to see you.
First, visiting a New Jersey elementary school and then a transit center.
So let's get this done. Let's move.
Where he appealed for Congress to pass a related infrastructure bill he says is vital to boosting America's global competitiveness. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The House faces a Sunday deadline to pass the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package before routine federal transportation funds expire. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi expects that to be done later this week.
We want to have an agreement so that we can go forward.
Two people are dead, four have been hurt in a shooting at a mall in Boise, Idaho. Police say the suspect wounded one officer in a shootout inside the mall. He was then taken into custody after that shootout. There's no word yet on a motive. One woman says she and a friend were in the building when they heard some bangs and saw a crowd rushing toward the exits. People in the know say Washington State's Republican Secretary of State Kim Wyman is the frontrunner for a Biden administration job to head the efforts to protect future elections. Wyman challenged former President Donald Trump's false claims of election fraud in 2020. Following her re-election for a third term last November, Wyman became the lone statewide elected Republican on the West Coast. This is AP News. A lawyer for Brian Laundrie's family says the initial autopsy did not find a cause of death. His girlfriend was found dead in Wyoming. More from the AP's Shelley Adler.
The initial autopsy on the remains of Brian Laundrie did not uncover a cause of his death, and a more intensive examination will be done. The Laundrie's attorney said in text messages Monday that he was told by police the autopsy by the Sarasota County Medical Examiner did not produce concrete results, so Laundrie's remains were sent to an anthropologist. Laundrie was the subject of a manhunt for more than a month as investigators searched for clues in the slaying of his girlfriend, Gabby Petino. I'm Shelley Adler.
Production of Rust, the movie that Alec Baldwin was making when he accidentally shot and killed a cinematographer last week, has been officially halted. Producers of the Western described the move as a pause rather than an end. The sheriff's investigation continues. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.